From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Brendan J. Lyons reports in the Times Union that an attorney for the family of a 29-year-old man who died from burns weeks after a Catskill Village police officer ignited him with a taser sent a letter to the state attorney general's office February 7th, wondering why there has been so little legal action in the case. Jason Jones died after more than 40 days in a coma in a Syracuse burn unit. Jason Jones died after more than 40 days in a coma in a Syracuse burn unit after the incident was recorded on video in the Catskill Village police station. In October 2021, Jones entered the police station, doused himself with flammable hand sanitizer in front of three police officers in the lobby of the village police station. Jones is tasered by one of the officers, who then scattered instead of giving aid when Jones caught on fire, the recording shows. The Office of State Attorney General Letitia James has not issued a report summarizing its investigative findings or indicated whether the matter will be reviewed by a grand jury. Kevin Lou Bryant, an attorney for Jones' family, wrote to the attorney that, and I quote, 16 months have passed since Jason was shot and 14 months have passed since Jason died, and yet your office has been unable to reach a decision on whether the actions of the officers involved warrant a referral of the case to a grand jury, let alone actual presenting the matter to a grand jury for consideration, end quote. A spokesperson for James' office said her office is investigating the matter and I quote, we offer our sincerest condolences to Mr. Jones's family and will provide them with the answers they are owed, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. News 10 in Albany reports that Governor Kathy Hochul met with her state's congressional delegation on February 8th, but Representative George Santos was not a part of the group. Representative Mark Molinaro, the Republican who represents the 19th Congressional District, said, and I quote, no one noticed George Santos was not there, end quote. Democrat Representative Richie Torres said the discussion was productive, and I quote, partly because we had no charlatans like George Santos in the meeting, end quote. Both Molinaro and Democrat Pat Ryan commented on how they agreed with Republican Mitt Romney, who reportedly told Santos at the State of the Union speech that he did not belong in Congress. Molinaro said, and I quote, and I'm glad he said directly to Congressman Santos what many of us have been saying and thinking, end quote. And Ryan agreed, saying, and I quote, I'm glad Senator Romney joined what myself and my New York colleagues, Democrat and Republican, have been saying for weeks, end quote. Read the full story on the News 10 website. Diane Pinero Zucker reports in the Daily Freeman that two 13-year-old Pine Bush residents in Ulster County who sprayed the N-word on buildings at a Budapest retreat at a Buddhist retreat center are facing felony hate crime and criminal mischief charges. Someone at the World Buddhist Center on State Route 52 reported the racist graffiti to police at 11 p.m. on January 9th. The teens were arrested in Wawangunk and Wawarsing and were released with Ulster County Family Court appearance tickets. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. WNYT reports that community members in Menands, just north of Albany, are running a daily donation drive for the victims of the earthquake in Turkey at 100 Broadway in Menands from 1 to 5 p.m. They are collecting jackets, blankets, sweaters, baby supplies, and hygiene products for those injured, homeless, and getting through freezing weather. Several local mosques are contributing to the efforts. Supplies donated go to the Turkish consulate in Manhattan to be shipped overseas. There are now more than 12,000 dead from the earthquake, with more rubble to search. Read more about this story at WNYT. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.